So this quote is from John Seed and Joanna Macy from a collection called Earth Prayers. Earth Prayers from Around the World. What are you? What am I? Intersecting cycles of water, earth, air, and fire. That's what I am. That's what you are. Water, blood, lymph, mucus, sweat, tears, inner oceans tugged by the moon, tides within and tides without, streaming fluids floating our cells, washing and nourishing through endless riverways of gut and vein and capillary, moisture pouring in and through and out of you, of me, in the vast poem of the hydrological cycle. You are that. I am that. Earth, matter made from rock and soil, it too is pulled by the moon as the magma circulates through the planet heart and roots suck molecules into biology. Earth pours through us, replacing each cell in the body every 7 years. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we ingest, incorporate, and excrete the earth, are made from the earth. I am that. You are that. Air. The gaseous realm. The atmosphere. The planet's membrane. The inhale and the exhale. Breathing out carbon dioxide to the trees and breathing in their fresh exudations. Oxygen kissing each cell awake. Atoms dancing in orderly metabolism, interpenetrating. That dance of the air cycle, breathing the universe in and out again, is what you are, is what I am. Fire, fire from our sun that fuels all life, drawing up plants and raising the waters to the sky to fall again, replenishing. The inner furnace of your metabolism burns with the fire of the Big Bang, the first sent matter energy spinning through space and time, and the same fire as the lightning that flashed into the primordial soup, catalyzing the birth of organic life. You were there, I was there, for each cell of our bodies is descended in an unbroken chain from that event. So the Buddha, on the night of his awakening, when all the forces of greed, hatred, and delusion manifested as Mara, questioning his ability to awaken to the truth, the Buddha reached out and touched the earth. What a beautiful image that brings to mind. We are elemental beings. We can reconnect with our planetary belonging. So in this longer sitting period, settling into your posture, making sure that there is again this nice balance between groundedness, receptivity. We could think of that as the earth element. And this upright, awake, more fiery element of interest, energy, Bravely, we sit down to practice together, swimming against the stream of distraction, accumulation, consumption. Rare and beautiful, this opportunity to sit together in silence, to support each other, investigating, attending to the rhythms and flow of life. As you get to know your own practice, you will know that there are times when skillful means are needed. If the mind is quite distracted, it can be helpful to ground the attention very consciously, perhaps moving from one touch point to another, noticing where the hands are, noticing the sitting bones, noticing the feet, noticing the lips lightly touching. Hands, sit bones, feet, lips. But again, remembering that distraction is usually the result of some mental state, worry, regret, anxiety, planning mind, which is really a form of grasping. And it might be helpful also to identify that mental state. Giving it a name is a way of acknowledging it as part of our experience. Oh, there's anxiety. My old friend. Giving it a name, noticing if it manifests somewhere in the body as tension, holding, tightness. And making the space to just attend to it, to be present. Likewise with wholesome states of mind, if there is peacefulness, calm, or gratitude, can we make space and open to those wholesome experiences as well? Whenever you find yourself caught on a train of thoughts, see if you can return to the experience that the moment is offering you, the body and the breath, keeping it very simple, and also noticing the attitude that is present in the mind. Every now and then, you might want to check in and just see what attitude is present in the mind. Whatever we think and frequently ponder upon, that becomes the inclination of the mind. It can be helpful also to brighten the mind, gladden the mind by reflecting on gratitude. Appreciating the efforts that you made to take care of yourself and bring yourself here today. Acknowledging this intuition to take a day of practice to deepen your understanding. May I take care of myself happily while living in this world. This is what we're doing. We listened to that heart that knew. It does make a difference. So when you hear the sound of the bell, receiving those resonant reverberations, gently changing posture, seeing if this thread of mindfulness can accompany you, moving, standing, reaching, turning, stepping. Thank you for your practice this morning.